The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Welcome to my brother, and me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
What up, Trav Nation? Hello, my name is Travis Big Dog Wolf Wolf McElroy.
Good morning, Trav Nation. I'm your sweet baby brother, Griffin McElroy. Beep, 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 beep. News, sounds, it's time for a Trap Watch.
Trap Watch. Beep, beep,
beep, beep. This is not our other segment that sounds very similar called Trapped Watch, where we cover some of the latest and greatest jams coming out of American unproblematic fave band Trapped.
that segment has been on ice for a while. I don't know if you guys have noticed that. Collecting dust over there.
It is also another segment on the whole genre of trap music.
We
do not know what Fetty Wap is up to today.
This is also not the one where we talk about the Von Trapp family and just like their whole history and stuff like that. No, Justin, specifically, I want to tell you and perhaps any listeners who aren't aware about the concept of the movie Trap.
Oh, I'm so excited to talk about Trap. Did you see Trap?
And now I know it's an M. Night Shyamalan picture.
Did you guys see Trap? Hey, you seen Trap?
No.
I saw the preview, Griffin, and that was all I needed to see.
Yeah, the same for me. The preview was kick-ass.
I was too busy to see a Deadpool twice in the theaters.
Justin, imagine you're a father, right, Justin? Okay, so we've all been in this position. You have your kid begging you to take you to the concert of an incredibly popular musician, perhaps a Taylor Swift level musician.
Or a Danny Go, in our case.
Correct. So, Justin, you, like, arm and a leg, buy these tickets. You're taking your, tween daughter to go see Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And you're going to buy some merch for the show, of course. While there, the merch salesperson reveals to you that this whole concert is in fact it's a sting operation, a trap, if you will,
to catch the
most notorious serial killer alive working.
The concert's a trap?
The whole concert's a trap.
They put a big cage over the whole concert.
Yeah, they figured out the serial killer's going to be there.
Who's the band?
It's trap. Taylor Swift, right?
But it's Taylor Swift, but also M. Night Shyamalan's daughter. It's both things.
Okay, got
it. And so then the salesperson is like, yeah, so everybody's going to get checked leaving to see if they're a serial killer.
Yeah, they have a little gun that they point at you, and if it goes boop, it means you're the serial killer.
And so you're like, oh, cool, man. But then as you're walking away, Justin, we see that you are very nervous because you are, in fact, a serial killer and the star of this movie, Josh Hartnett. That's right, Shyamalan Twist. The main
trailer, huge for me. I see these movies and I'm like, this the beach that gets you old. And I'm like, fuck, I wish I knew what the twist was with the beach that get you old. But the trailer didn't tell me, and I certainly didn't go see old in theaters. This one, Juice, they put the thing right in the GD trailer, which was awesome.
I love having that twist right up front. So I didn't see Island Make You Old.
Yeah.
It's not a whole island that makes you old. This is something that people get confused. It's just one side. It's the one edge sort of perimeter of one landmass. If the whole island got you old, that movie would be so shitty.
I also think he did.
I've never seen the movie. That actually makes a lot more sense because I thought it was just a movie about watching people get old.
Yeah, check this out. Every island is an island that get you old.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. It's like M. Night Shyamalan watched Boyhood and said, I'm just going to film somebody for 100 years.
He said, boring.
Not enough.
I saw Grandparents Are Wildin'.
Yeah.
See that one?
Yeah.
That, The Visit. Grandparents Are Wildin' Out.
Oh, yes, yes.
I saw.
Did you see Elevator?
Elevator was good. I saw Weak Man vs. Bruce Willis.
Uh-huh.
That was, and.
Did you see Weak Man vs. Bruce Willis 2 and 3?
I saw the whole franchise.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So how do you feel about seeing Oops, My Dad's a Serial Killer?
Yeah. Travis, actually, this one, we can't change the title of. Trap is the best Trap. Fucking, the best fucking title of a movie, certainly this year. A lot of movies think we have to put a lot of words in here. Avatar, The Way of Water. It's like, that's, you've told me so much about that film, and now I don't want to see it. Trap. Trap. I got to see Trap. Let me get one ticket for Trap.
That is kind of nice, too, because if you don't like it, then at the end they can just be like, well, I guess you're the trap's on you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We said it was a trap, and you got trapped.
You will be scanning everybody who leaves the theater to see if they're a serial killer.
I'm going to see Trap.
Yeah. The trap is to catch you.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch Trap. I might wait 10 days for it to appear on my home television set.
On your Roku.
Which is so fucking kind. The kindness that, let's say, a Borderlands has provided me, a gamer who loves movies, to say, the movie just came out, but we're going to go ahead and let you watch it on your home television set, mm-hmm. is so fucking choice, and I do appreciate that.
I love the Roku because the Roku with its many free options. I love because every once in a while Roku will be like, "Here's a movie you can watch for free," but you can tell no algorithm has even peeked at it.
No.
They'll just fire it out of a t-shirt can at you, like, "Hey, remember how Steve Martin did a Cyrano de Bergerac thing called Roxanne?"
Jesus Christ! Yeah,
you want to like watch that? It?
It's just the garbage can of DVDs they have in every electronic section in every Walmart of like, I don't know, man, we got a Dog's Purpose.
Is that what you want?
It's $3 and it's got so many bonus features.
Do you guys remember we went and saw the Dungeons and Dragons movie at the start of it? Like the cast is sitting there like just straight up looking straight into the camera saying like, thanks for coming to see a movie theater the way a movie's supposed to be seen. I think that when movies come out simultaneously to streaming and theaters, they should also put one at the beginning of the streaming. It was like, we're so fucking disappointed in you,
just
man.
Just have Kevin Hart. How
you
could
have seen this movie the way it was meant to be seen. Ugh.
Yeah.
Now you're watching it on your Nokia flip phone.
I don't actually remember that from the Dungeons and Dragons movie, Travis, because Justin let me hit his weed pin right before the movie started. And then the first 20 minutes of that movie for me were a straight panic attack. And also the most I've ever enjoyed a movie. But having the whole cast
at the same
movie,
time,
the
yeah.
whole cast of the movie, Chris Pine, arms folded, looking at me like, are you fucked up right now, Griffin?
That are was you enjoying this movie the way it's supposed to be seen?
That was
or are you
more
fucked
than
up?
I could. Hugh Grant looking at me with peak judgment was not a pleasant experience.
It's a trap.
It was a trap. That one was a trap.
Now, Griffin, are you aware that you're still wearing the Hello, My Name is Griffin name tag?
Yeah, I went to my son's preschool daycare orientation, and I did not realize until we started recording that I was still wearing the name tag. But some people have trouble figuring us out and knowing which ones we are. And I thought maybe it would be helpful.
Maybe we should do like an audio name tag where just in the middle of every sentence, Travis, we're saying we should say like our names in there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we all have beards and glasses now. And so like it's getting harder and harder for people to tell us apart. So I think what would be good is if maybe we wore big monogrammed shirts like we were on Yo Gabba Gabba or something like that. Bright jewel tones.
You didn't say your name in there at all, Griffin.
I did it. I'm not wearing glasses.
Yeah, but it sounds like you are to the listeners.
Sometimes you put your gunnars on, Juice, your gamer glasses that block out all those blue beams.
But not now as you're saying this and looking at me, you know?
Like, but you sound like someone who would wear glasses.
You sound, look like someone who should wear glasses.
Yeah, the brain fills in the glasses. Like when you look at a thing and it's like, does it look like this picture's moving? It's just the way the shapes are. When I look at you, Justin, the shapes of you make me see glasses.
Make me think glasses. Are you wearing your gunnar contacts right now, Juice? Because if you're gaming without protection.
I am not a paid endorser of the Gunner brand, so yeah. I'm not gonna indulge in this.
You seem like you would be.
Yeah, you seem like their target demo.
a lot of assumptions.
Is it wrong assumptions, though?
Can you believe they're making a new Crow movie? Can you believe it?
Well, he comes back from the dead, so yeah.
I saw a poster for that, and I looked around for teens to see if teens were like, hey, the Crow!
Finally, my Crow.
Were they wanting a Crow?
I mean,
I just need a Crow from my generation. This ain't your granddaddy's Crow.
If memory serves, when Crow came out, no one was excited about Crow because they didn't know that how badass Crow was going to be. But it seems like that might be the case now. I think Crow's going to get a lot of buzz and a lot of build, and I don't think it's going to come to my home TV set for 2 months.
I think we should be. Are you saying that we should get out early and be staunchly pro Crow because we're going to be on the right side of history?
I would want to do some cursory Googling of some of the big names attached to the feature film, I think.
Have you seen
the new Crow starring and directed by Mel Gibson? The McElroys are all the fuck about it.
He's got a new one. I saw this.
Of course he does.
A couple times before Deadpool and Wolverine. And they don't say Mel Gibson. They say the director of Hacksaw Ridge, which, Mel.
Do you mean Braveheart?
Yeah. The guy from Braveheart. The Patriot.
I have this theory in films, specifically, that once the 1989 Tim Burton Batman came out, that everybody was like, okay, we got to make something like this. What have you guys got? And that's how we ended up with, like, The Phantom, and we ended up with, like, Dick Tracy and anything. And The Crow came out in 1994. So it's possible that somebody pitched The Crow as, like, it's like Batman. You guys like Batman? It's
like Batman. Dark City's only... Dark City coming up soon. You know that. You know we're about to get Darker City coming up real soon.
Mm.
Ooh.
The Shadow is another. Thank Tim Burton's Batman for The Shadow.
And it's been like 2 years. I think we're ready for more Watchmen. Another Watchmen.
Let's
try
Watchmen again. Yeah.
Maybe this time we'll figure it out.
I mean, the TV show figured it out pretty fucking definitively. Hey, let's do questions instead of talking about comic book movies.
Thank you. I work at a game store, and my boss randomly decided to give me a Final Fantasy VII puzzle. He said his wife got it and wasn't doing anything with it, so I decided to take it. One problem, though, the puzzle was already finished. Glued together and everything.
What, glued together and everything? That's not a normal
glued
part
together
of
together and everything. It's been sitting on my coffee table for a few weeks, and I don't know what to do with it. Do I risk breaking it apart and try solving it myself? Do I frame it and hang it up, suffering for the guilt of displaying an accomplishment that wasn't mine? Do I hide it? What do I do? That's from Puzzle Trouble in Los Angeles, and that's one of the wilder things I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Why?
Who did his wife get it from?
I made the assumption that the wife put the puzzle together.
His wife got it and wasn't doing anything with it.
Be careful, because my brain is going in a couple different directions, because when I first heard and wasn't doing anything with it, I almost chimed in like, what else are you going to do with a puzzle? This object is what she obtained. She obtained a finished puzzle from Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
And her husband's like, why did you get that? And she's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I have a problem. Do you know anybody that has heard of Final Fantasy? I don't even know this spiky hair guy's deal.
I don't know. What's up with Goku with balls for shoulders? I don't know his story.
That sword's too big, right?
That sword's like, too big.
I'm no scientist. That sword's too big. Goober. The fatigue alone.
It is possible that the wife got it and didn't do anything with it because she got a completed puzzle that had been glued together. And she suffered the same exact conundrum that you now find yourself in. She had to pass it off like the ring in order to escape its sort of mind trap that it had.
There's sometimes, isn't there, like, you can get special, like, uncut sheets of playing cards and, like, so is this a way that puzzles come sometimes? He's like, oh, they never
finished?
Cut this one apart.
Pre-finished, pre-glued?
Well, because listen, tired puzzles you have to put together. Wired puzzles you have to take apart.
Well, yeah, but the glue is what sets it off for me. They have essentially given you a wrinkly picture at that point. A wrinkly print, a wrinkly photograph.
If a you cracked, will. Yeah.
A cracked and wrinkled and weathered photograph.
Have you guys ever saved a puzzle?
No way.
No way, right? No how.
I've saved a puzzle to the extent that one time me and Rachel did, during COVID, a like 750 or 1,000 piece puzzle that was the cover of the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, which is mostly identical looking flowers. Great job, Beatles. Thanks for setting us up for that. We saved
I don't think they had that in mind, Griffin, when they designed the cover for the album. I don't think that anybody was like, do we need to worry about how hard this is going to be as a jigsaw puzzle later?
Yeah. The White Album was, I would imagine, would also be a tough yeah. puzzle to solve. But we did. We had like momentum for like two nights, and we started to build the edges. And then we were like, God, I do not want to keep doing this, but I also don't. The sunk cost fallacy hit hard that we saved a puzzle for like 3 months until we finally finished it, and then immediately scooped it into a garbage can.
I think that if I put together like some ridiculous like 5,000 piece big puzzle of a cool picture, I might be tempted to like shellac that bad boy.
You think so?
Maybe. But the same is like, I feel the same about Legos.
And then what? And then what?
Display it.
And then what?
This my hey guys. Yeah,
the next thing is.
This my puzzle.
Griffin and Travis, Justin, are brothers. And so Travis has Griffin and Justin over. And then what did Griffin and Justin say about the puzzle, Trav?
I mean, if you we're say, why did you save it? And I said, it just seemed like a waste to take it apart, I guess. I don't know, man. Why do we save anything? Sometimes you got to just touch a thing and see if it gives you joy. And I touch this puzzle and it gives
but
me joy.
But then I would touch it and say like, nope.
Nothing. Get rid of
it. Well, then I would ask you to throw it away from me when I wasn't looking because I didn't have the strength to do it.
And then I would go to work and I would find the one guy that knows about that puzzle. And I would say, do I have some art for you?
Right.
Would you like a poster?
Would you like a shitty poster?
Anyone who does puzzles when Legos is available to you, that's wild. I don't understand that.
Don't get into that. This is just like, I can see it on TikTok. I'm so tired of this kind of engagement, Griffin.
You can't play with a finished puzzle, but sometimes you finish building the Legos and it's like, and now I have a Millennium Falcon toy. I have a big spaceship toy now. You finish a puzzle and it's like, all right, time to just look at it. Hey, kids, come around, look at the puzzle. Meanwhile, I'm over here and I'm like, hey, kids, it's the Millennium Falcon. Daddy built that. He solved that puzzle with his mind. Sure, there was a book that told me exactly where every piece is supposed to go. But
you
now we
do
have
a little
toy.
Bit. Like, what if you put together like Starry Night, like a Starry Night puzzle, and then you finished it and showed people, and you're like, yeah, this is like a collab between me and Van Gogh.
Yeah.
We made this together. Like, he kind of set it up and I knocked it down. This is a bonus end spike for me and Van Gogh.
Oh, and yards. You're tearing the pieces off and sticking on Sonic the Hedgehog Lego set cool. it. You've improved the art dramatically. Starry Night's so much better with Sonic in it. And I do think that if Van Gogh had lived for another however many hundred years and seen Sonic the Hedgehog, he would have been like, this kicks ass.
Yeah.
I've got to get this dude in some of my paintings.
When we were kids, we used to be able to play with Legos, like a big box of Legos. Then you put Legos together and make stuff.
Yeah.
I tell you, man, sometimes I feel bad because my kids don't do that much. But you can't even do anything with Lego pieces these days because they're all a specific piece of intellectual property. What you're going to glue together, this is Darth Maul's right leg and a milkshake from the Archies and...
Yeah, Juice, that's kind of exactly how it goes down here. It's nonstop madcap Super Smash Brothers, I feel like, anytime we play with Legos. Hey, do y'all want to go to the wizard?
Yeah. I'd love to.
All right. This one has been sent in by a lot of people. And I haven't brought it because it's sort of, I don't know, it feels a little bit outside my wheelhouse. I like to sort of be able to add my own skewed view on stuff.
Yeah, of course.
But it's how to get your dog into modeling.
Oh, thank you.
Simple strategies to get your pooch noticed by pet brands and talent agencies. Your dog already has a starring role in your life, but what if your furry friend had a starring role on screen, too? The world of dog modeling is vast and varied, and commercial directors and product marketers are always looking for the next billboard-worthy pup. But where to begin?
Does it clarify, Griffin, in there, like, what kind of modeling? I assume pet modeling.
No. I mean, what?
Like, there's not, like, my dog's not going to be modeling watches or perfumes or something, right? Like...
modeling perfumes.
Yeah, you know, when you have a perfume ad and the dog's posing there and...
That would
know.
Be cool. Yeah, no, I mean, usually a perfume ad is usually just, like, a wrist near a neck with,
or
like,
it's a lot of it's Johnny Depp for some reason. I see Johnny Depp on there a lot.
I mean, he's got to be a fragrant individual.
Talk about a dog.
I think
talk about an old dog, right?
Probably no watches on this one.
Yeah.
On this dog. I think it's talking about, you know, ads for foods for Purina or what have you.
Heartworm.
I mean, if your dog
did we just say heartworm at the exact same moment? That's good.
Your dog has to be a little bit busted for the heartworm medicine ads, though, I think.
Yeah.
You never see like a gorgeous, healthsome dog out there for heartworms. It's always like a little scruffy, like looks good, sort of like older, good looking dog. Like,
but one bad break is going to set it on the wrong path.
I don't know.
Like one hard knock.
If I don't know if you guys get these, but all around Cincinnati, there's like billboards encouraging you to like spay and neuter your pets. And it'll be like pictures of a cat wearing sunglasses. I guess the implication being like, this cat fucks all
this cat's
over
gonna
town
fuck
right
your
now.
Cat and make more cats, and you're not ready for that.
You gotta fix
this cat.
This cat.
This rowdy cat's got bad seed. He's gonna make some real stinker of a litter of kittens for you. You don't want any part of this.
I don't know what the casting call looks like for that cat, where like a cat comes in like, nah, too chaste. No, that cat's pure
not
part.
Seductive
we know.
Enough.
No.
Oh, that's a dirty dog right there. That cat. Yeah, that cat gets around.
Says if you see MC Scat Cat come around, just make sure your cat wears protection. Because you do not want to multiply. Okay, so what are we talking about? Dog modeling. Determine your dog's strengths, like performing tricks or looking cute, and market them accordingly. The tricks thing I don't think is necessary.
No.
I've never seen a commercial or a dog movie where they're like, I guess Air Bud was like a pretty acrobatic.
Yeah, but that wasn't a model. That was a performance. That dog was acting. Yeah.
I think that this article is maybe blending these two sort of conceits, which is kind of maybe it's biting off a little bit more than it can chew.
Uh-huh. The scope has expanded.
The scope has expanded a little bit too much. Okay, so
they talk about relatability in there? Because like, yeah, I like a beautiful dog. That's great. But I like a dog that I see and I'm like, that dog and I have both been through life.
Yeah.
We've both experienced some things.
This dog me is like a comment I see a lot on Instagram. So identify your dog's strengths. Is your dog a capable athlete? Can they follow commands like a pro? Or maybe they're just grade A cutie. These are all desirable qualities in a dog model and will lend themselves to different kinds of modeling. Have a good think about what makes your dog model material and which qualities you can emphasize when marketing them.
Have a good think about it. Oh, man, I'd love to come hang, but I'm actually busy tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tonight, I am having a good think about what makes my dog hot.
Not right now, Kathy. I'm thinking about what makes my dog hot. I told you I'd be in here for 15 minutes thinking about our hot dog.
Every day, I have it in the calendar. I put it in the Google calendar every day.
I have a think.
Have a think.
Why tell me to put my stuff on the Google calendar if you're not going to look at it, Kathy?
Or you at least respect it. I didn't tell you to come here when you had your doctor's appointment on there. So why do you come when I'm having to think about what makes our dog a good dog model? This is for everybody. This is for all of us if I can figure this out.
Do you think a list of our dog's sexiest attributes is just going to come to me in a dream, Kathy? It takes work.
What's hard about this, though, is by analyzing your dog for its most sexy and desirable traits, you are, by definition, going to discover all the things about your dog that are maybe not so appealing, that maybe never bothered you before, but then all of a sudden you're like the left jowl, the right jowl.
You're setting beauty standards. I'm saying that, like, Buttercup has a Benji-esque quality that you would say, like, I trust that dog. That dog's going to get with you. And then Lily is a beautiful idiot that you'd be like, oh, you goober. Right? Both of those things I think are marketable.
Yeah.
I don't Lily think would it be good has in a commercial. To be societal standards, Justin, of what makes a dog sexy and beautiful.
Yeah, but even if you discover that you're... But in the process of discovering that, you discover what they're not, right? Like, you may have to realize, like, my Dalmatian is not very charismatic.
Now,
like,
that is heartbreaking. When you learn that, they don't have the it factor. That is heartbreaking.
It's just not a... Like, you look at him, you're like... It's just not a spark.
Yeah.
There should be a dog. There should be a dog that maybe they like bring to the mall one Saturday a month. And it's just like a fucking, like, he's got a cigar and a little laptop computer who could just be like, next. Sorry, kid, you don't got it. Just
you like, don't got break, it. Nothing break, behind the eyes.
Nothing behind the eye. I've seen a lot of turn around for me. Nope. Like, just breaking your dog's heart right in front of the Macy's one Saturday a month.
They do have other dogs in the casting where they're like, I don't know, man, but I don't get it, but Rusty's going ape shit.
Oh, like a focus test?
Like an instant, like, that Rusty's been trying to rip off his leash since they walked in. This is our dog.
Yeah.
And listen, owners aren't going to click with this dog, but the dogs are going to go shit about, like, the dogs are going to crave this food because that dog's on there.
The blippy of dogs.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't get it, but they love it.
I don't think of Blippy as a natural model. I don't think I've ever seen anything Blippy has worn or endorsed.
That's what I'm saying.
I've been like, if he's into it, I gotta get
there. You're reaffirming Justin's point.
I guess what I'm saying, Griffin, is Blippy is something that kids like that adults don't get. And this dog in our joke was something that dogs like that their owners don't get. So that was the parallel that I was drawing. Not that
Blippy is a model.
Standard. Not that Blippy is the standard of physical attractiveness.
Yeah.
Or like a kind of a professional model.
Okay. I understand the joke.
Is that clear?
Now. I understand the joke now, and I thank you both for being so patient with me.
You're so welcome, Griffin.
While you explain.
I like to think that we can't all be superheroes like the Crow, but we can be heroes in our day-to-day life. And I think that's what the Crow would want us to do if he was watching us right now.
Thank you, Crow. Our Crow,
thank you, Crow,
is an awesome Crow. I want to send you guys maybe the best picture I've ever seen on WikiHow, and we're going to need to figure out how we can share this with our audience. The next subheader is Test Your Dog's Temperament in a Modeling Setting. This is the photo that has accompanied this subheader. I've texted it to you.
It's a text.
Oh, okay. Boy.
You have so many ways of sending me pictures. Wow, that's really good.
Can we describe the image, please?
Well, that's
kind of dog it's supposed to kind of be, Travis?
It looks kind of like
a Bichon Frise.
Okay, yeah. It looks like a Bichon Frise. It's white, and it's got four little cowboy boots on and a little cowboy hat.
And he looks so stoked to be
and
there.
It's
a really powerful
square.
Dog.
Now, they put so much work, though, into the dog and dog accessories that then when it came time to in any way indicate what environment he was in, they said, I'm not going to do that.
Here's what I can say. They found a picture of a dog they could trace. They found a picture of a hat they could trace. They couldn't find pictures of boots on a dog they could trace. So that is, it gets pretty wet and wild in there.
And then it looks like a concrete wall and like a brown concrete floor.
Yeah, it's like a prison. This does not seem like a reputable casting situation.
No, not at all.
Not at all. You have to be wise about that shit. Even if your furry best friend has the goods, they also need to deliver. Meaning they need to be they need to be friendly and even keeled around strangers and other dogs and sit patiently for a camera. They also need to consistently perform commands without much fuss in a variety of settings. Can you have a dog sexy enough that it can be a piece of shit in the room, and the casting director is like, I'm not looking forward.
This is my dog, Jared Leto.
I'm not looking forward to working with dog Jared Leto, but he's so fucking hot. Did you see how hot that dog was?
To be fair, though, it's way more acceptable when dog Jared Leto leaves dead animals around for the other
actors.
That's
expected of dog Jared Leto.
Makes a lot more sense.
Is it possible that Jared Leto is just a tall dog?
Why haven't I left? Or whatever the version of a dog trap.
Jared Leto is a tall, bipedal dog. And he doesn't know why people get so mad about his antics. This is a gift that he has gotten for anyone else in that movie. Man, shit. Will Smith? He probably didn't bring Will Smith dead birds.
Morbius is half man, half dog, half bat, all hero.
Yeah.
All hit maker. Train your dog in basic obedience commands. I'm going to skip this because it's boring. Hey, building a portfolio and social media presence. Take professional headshots of your dog. Just like a human model, dog models need their own portfolio to show to agencies and directors, and a portfolio begins with a headshot. The dogs probably aren't showing the portfolios, though, huh?
No, but do be careful about letting your dogs have access to social media, because if eventually they do get famous, people are going to start scrubbing through like their old tweets and stuff, looking for anything.
And I will also say this. It's got to be a tough road to hoe, because we've been doing this show about as long as a dog can live. And yeah, so
we're
if we...
Still,
if
and we're still, honestly...
We're crushing. We're crushing.
Well, yeah.
We're crushing. We're crushing.
We're crushing it, but not like, as... we're still fighting for every scrap. You know what I mean? Like, we have to...
What I'm saying...
And the level we are is still lower than, like, really famous dogs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Like,
oh, my God, Travis. It's adorable that you think we're even approaching the level of very famous dogs. Did you see Deadpool? That's got a very famous dog. We'll never be Deadpool dog. No,
that's aspirational for us.
That's aspirational, absolutely.
Have you guys discovered, while looking for things on the Cameo service, how many pets there are?
Yeah, it's a lot.
If you want to build your brand, you could just put your duck on there, and for $8, your duck will stand in front of a sign of your name or whatever. That's a great way to start getting the word out.
Yeah. Because
then friends show friends like, hey, this duck stood in front of a sign with my name on it.
Yeah.
And that's going to blow it up.
My point is, we've been doing this show for 14 years and change, and we have built ourselves an empire on hard bedrock. When you start a cat or dog social media website, you are building your house on sand, to quote the Bible. That's all I'm saying. Best case scenario, you're not going to get 2 decades. You're not going to vest. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're not going to have your IPO probably in that window of time.
Yeah. But the other thing I'll say is that if one of us kicks at 10 a.m., you can't have another one of us Instacarted to the house by 2 p.m.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
Boy.
Are you saying you can Instacart a nude? Like, oh, man, this one stopped. Flip, tip, 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 tip. Oh, shit. PetSmart just delivers dogs. Amazing.
I am saying, Griffin, that if you have a famous Dalmatian and that Dalmatian beeps it, it would be way easier to replace that Dalmatian than to replace me in a way that people wouldn't be like, that's not Travis.
Okay, now hold on. Because when you say replace, are you suggesting that you just do an Indiana Jones dog swap without mentioning, like,
if I have a successful Cameo business going where people are buying cameos from my duck to stand in front of their name, and I've got a backup of orders, and that duck beefs it.
Yeah.
Ah!
Ducks, all ducks look pretty much. You can get an identical looking duck. I feel like dogs, people.
We've stepped on a lot of toes in the past, Griffin, with
really
stupid
did.
Comments and everything. Do you really want to upset duck friends?
I love ducks. I think ducks are great. They're not. They're better than geese by a huge factor. And you won't hear
geese people. Now geese people. Thank you, Griffin.
There's
That's
not
great.
Geese people.
I do not think we could get them on Instacart, but I bet we could swap. People say that I look like a lot of dudes. So if I beefed, I bet you guys could get someone in here.
That's
it would
why
not
I didn't say you, Griffin. I specifically did say myself.
Yeah. No, you're one of a kind.
Thank you.
So let's... I look like a lot of the characters in Arthur, which is heartbreaking to me.
Now, is that your own judgment, or have you been told that?
I've been told that I've seen multiple screenshots of the characters from the show Arthur, of people saying literally just like, "Dis you?" And me saying like, "That hurts."
It hurts.
I don't think
it's
so.
True.
And when I say Arthur, I mean the cartoon about the aardvark and not like the British man who's like, gets so sexy. Create a resume and online portfolio for your dog. I think we did that. Create social media accounts for your dog and engage with other users.
As the dog? As the dog?
As the dog?
Yeah, that would be cool if someone was like, cute puppers, and then you just responded like, just like a string of letters, like, yeah, the dog pounded on the keyboard for that one.
Oh, okay, I thought you were going to say like a woof woof, like bow wow response. Bark bark.
Yeah.
They're using text-to-speech.
Okay, then that would make sense.
Yeah.
Oh, I got myself really good with that one. I thought that was really funny.
Yeah. Post sponsored content on social media. Once your social media page is off the ground, you'll get approached by smaller brands that will offer to pay you in exchange for posting a picture of your dog posing with their product or a similar situation. They will?
When will that happen for us is what I would like to know.
Now, here's the difference, though. The leeway, the leniency that one is willing to offer a dog should they partner with what turns out to be a very problematic company. I bet that there's a lot more leeway given to a dog where the dog's like, ooh? And it's like, yeah, man, it's a dog. What was he going to do? Was he going to get online and do some deep research? He's a dog.
He's a dog. You can't get mad at a dog. Look at him. Browse and apply to canine talent agencies.
Oh, got to be careful there.
Okay, do we... Okay, there's some... Okay, I'm looking at the names of some actual industry-leading pet talent agencies. We got Top Dog Talent Agency.
Sure.
That kicks ass, man.
Yeah.
Fucking kudos to...
Slam dunk.
Whoever founded that company and named it, that's great. What's our company going to be called? We're going to work with dogs. Top Dog Talent Company. I love
now, that could be misleading, though, because if I'm looking for a talent agent for myself, I'm like, oh, they're the top dog in the business.
Yeah.
I want to work with them.
We've got frickin' Hollywood Animals. We got ACGS. But the best, positively famous, you got to get in there. The profit margins on these are so huge.
Pause.
Like a dog pause.
Oh, wow.
Guys,
Animal stars of tomorrow today.
Guys, I'm looking at some of these. I'm looking at ACGS, All Creatures Great and Small. Uh-huh. And I'm looking at a fucking just list of dogs. Sometimes when I look at it, want to look at a cute animal, I just like Google cute animal. This is foolish, I'm realizing, because now, guys, they rep the Aflac duck.
Whoa.
This is fucking huge.
That's huge.
I think I am not a dog guy. I like them. I'm always like, it's always when they're around, I'm like, oh, cool. As long as they're not like jumping on my children and getting them like super freaked out.
Yep.
I've never thought about them as a revenue stream or a way to diversify our own sort of portfolio of entertainment products. Travis, your dogs are all three of ours now.
Okay.
Wow.
You haven't done a good enough job getting Lily and Buttercup out there.
Now, to be fair, a big part of that, Griffin, is I had a website for buttercupisavegoodgirl.com, and I fully intended to set up a similar website for Lily when she came into my home, and Justin did swoop that URL before I could get to it. So that is kind of on Justin that he didn't monetize that in an effective way.
It looks like he's giving it back, because I just went to that URL, and it is just a picture of your dog.
But
you could have trimmed... If this is the headshot, are you taking notes on the headshot for Buttercup?
Yeah, on buttercupisavegoodgirl.com or lilyisavegoodgirl.com?
Buttercup.
Okay. She's relatable.
Lilyisavegoodgirl.com redirects to my ex page, so I do need to update that, I will say.
Yeah. Oh, your page on X? Yeah, get that.
Yeah.
And Juice is churning out the good content over there.
Oh, yeah. You look at that picture of Buttercup in front of that Christmas tree. And you tell me you're not buying something from that dog.
Yeah, no, that's a great picture. I'm talking about the header picture, Travis. It's a little...
Relatability, Griffin. It's relatability.
It's scruff. It's a little scruffy. I'm just saying you gotta take your dog to the groomer before you take him in for the headshots.
No, but her whole deal is that she's a scruffy puppy.
What is this picture communicating to me as a casting agent for dogs?
Oh, this dog's seen some shit.
Yeah, I don't know that that's necessarily going to move product, Trav.
Okay. But you maybe you're going to want to cast her in a thing like she crosses the country to find me. She fights a bear on the way.
Post-apocalyptic.
People don't want Homeward Bound anymore.
We're over that. And we're not doing post-apocalypse anymore.
New Homeward Bound would be so fast. It'd be like they would just like get on an Amazon truck and get there in like no time.
Yeah.
They would get there in an email.
Okay, well, I'll see what I could do, Griffin, and maybe get some new headshots of my 14-year-old
I'm already
dog.
On it, Travis. Your dog is all three of our dogs now. Okay. So we'll handle, so we'll pick up some of your light work here. Well, of course, we will need to have a talk about profit sharing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that maybe what we want to do is to get, like, a puppy now.
No.
Okay.
No. Too much work. Have you seen the Social Network movie?
Yeah. I live my life by it, Griffin. Are you kidding me? This is Bible.
Yeah, okay, cool. It's okay. I was going to say, we're going to Eduardo you pretty good. I think out of your dog, eventually, once it really pops off.
Okay, that would be an honor.
Yeah.
Just to feel like I'm finally living a scene from The Social Network would be amazing.
we'll let you do the costumes and stuff like you're always asking. Thank you so much.
Yeah. That means the world to me. You know what's even cooler? Money Zone. Drop the.
Travis sometimes has arguments with Rooney Mara in public places just to feel like he's in the Social Network movie.
But I pay good money for those cameos. It's like a cameo kind of deal. And I argue with it over my phone. I script it all out.
She's busy, man.
She is busy, but she makes the time. And that's one of the things I appreciate about her.
You know what I appreciate? Having meals and not having to make them myself. Hi, my name is Justin McElroy. I'm a paid endorser for Factor. If you want to, but I'm not just saying this because they gave us money. I'm saying this because they gave us some meals.
But you wouldn't be saying it. Hold on. But you wouldn't be saying it here in this moment. Otherwise, you money.
You're also speaking in a tone that suggests that the three of us were having a conversation and then me and Travis suddenly froze and you turned and walked toward the camera in a single spotlight.
Has this ever happened to you?
Guys, we should be able on this show to try something new without having to build a whole proscenium around
it. So there I was, having a conversation with my brothers on my podcast. And then...
Grumble, my tummy's...
This should be a space for experimentation. It's both a lab and a factory. Do you understand that?
Sure, sure, sure.
This is both a lab and a factory.
It's a lab, a factory, and a restaurant. It's all three things. We think it, we make it, you have it.
Factor will sell you food.
They're legally required to. They have to sell you food.
No, if you want something that actually tastes good and you'll feel good about eating, but doesn't take a bajillion years to make, that actually exists, even though it doesn't seem possible. It's Factor. These are no prep, no mess, never frozen meals, and they're ready to eat in 2 minutes. And they're genuinely really good. It doesn't feel like you're eating, you know, some prefab thing. It feels like a real meal that you'll really like. How about blackened salmon?
How about it?
You guys ever heard of a little thing called Philip Mignon?
No.
I haven't, but it sounds delicious.
My dentist is Philip Mignon.
You don't have to shop. You don't have to prep. You don't have to cook. You just have to enjoy the food. Head on over to factormeals.com/brother50. Use code brother50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code brother50 at factormeals.com/brother50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Do you want to monetize your dog?
Trav, sure. I wanted to talk about, you know what I'm doing right now while we're supposed to be doing this ad? I'm playing a game that you have put up on buttercupisaverygoodgirl.com. There's interactive elements to this on this powerful website that, if I'm reading this correctly, at the bottom of the page is powered by Squarespace.
That's correct.
You've put games into it, and so no one's going to do the ad? Is that what I'm hearing?
No, sorry,
you guys are just going to sit here in silence?
Sorry. It's just one game. I don't want to get people too
It's not an arcade. It's not an arcade.
You're going to have to do it. I'm trying to get the high score with this fucking
dog. I just did my job. You have to do part of the work, too, or I'll tell Dad.
That's fair. Okay. Squarespace is an all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs who are looking to monetize their dog and maybe also like their business or whatever. And Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with their audience, and sell anything from products to content to time to dogs. I don't know. Maybe you could sell dogs. All in one place. All on your terms. Well, adopt. You could, rent out dogs.
I don't adopt a dog. We knew each other before we met. You know what I mean? It's just like re-find. That's what it is.
Yeah.
How about find the other half of your heart?
Oh, yeah. So start a completely personalized website with a new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. Choose from professionally curated layout and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up. Now, listen, I was going to say, if you want to see what Squarespace can do, go to buttercupisaverygoodgirl.com.
Don't.
I do not think buttercupisaverygoodgirl.com is perhaps the best showcasing of what you're able to do on Squarespace. So maybe there's probably a lot of better examples because you can make there's so much you could do, including making checkout seamless for your customers with powerful tools. So you can accept credit cards, PayPal and Apple Pays in eligible countries, all kinds of different options, including Afterpay and ClearPay. You can upload video content, organize your video library and showcase your content on beautiful video pages. You can even sell access to your video library by adding a paywall. So go to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/mybrother to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Have you been looking for a new podcast all about nerdy pop culture? Well, I have just the thing for you.
Secret Histories of Nerd Mysteries is a weekly pop culture history podcast hosted by me, host Austin.
And me, host Brenda. We've already tackled mysteries such as what happened to the puppets from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? Is Snoopy Mexican? And why do people hate Barney so much?
From theme parks to cartoons to 80s, 90s, and 2000s nostalgia, we tackle it all.
Check us out every Tuesday on MaximumFun.org and wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, this is Mike Cavalon,
Ifeanyi Wei,
and Sierra Cotto,
the hosts of TV Chef Fantasy League,
where we apply fantasy sports rules to cooking competition shows.
We're not professional chefs or fantasy sports bros.
Just three comedians who love cooking shows and winning.
We'll cover Top Chef, Master Chef, Great British Bake Off, whatever's in season, really.
Ooh, you know chefs love cooking whatever's in season.
We draft a team of chefs at the top of every series.
And every week, we recap the episode and assign points based on how our chefs did.
And at the end of the season, we crown a winner.
You can even play along at home if you want.
Or you can just listen to us like a regular podcast about cooking shows. That's cool, too.
Subscribe to TV Chef Fantasy League on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh.
I want too much.
Squad.
I want too much.
Squad.
Welcome to Munch Squad. It's a podcast within a podcast.
I'm so excited.
Profiling
to see
the latest and greatest in brand eating.
Hi, Count Donut.
I'm finally able to return to you.
What happened? Why were you away?
I was held captive by the evil Count Dracula.
Oh, sorry, man.
But as he has recently been slain, I find myself free again.
Okay, did you say Dracula?
Crossover.
Dracula.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so you listen to the podcast? You listen to Taz?
I'm not familiar with what you mean.
We just did a very Dracula-inspired season. We just wrapped it up. I want to say...
Where was it set?
So it was set in a fictional sort of spooky land called Ongrave.
That's where I live.
So hold on a second.
Canonically.
So you're from, but we met you before we started doing Taz versus Dracula, which is an actual place storytelling.
And I was free to roam the land then. And then once Count Dracula appeared, I was imprisoned. And now that Count Dracula is slain, I'm alive again.
Okay.
Huh.
I'm pretty sure you were on the show during, well,
can
Taz
I just say, you're rich. Let me out. You have a rich fiction, a canon that has to change and flow like the sea, and I'm deeply impressed.
Yeah.
Time out.
Yeah, sure.
Time out.
Okay.
So I didn't want to do a bunch of Dracula guys at the same time in our shows, so I didn't do it while Griffin was doing Dracula, except for maybe once. I did it like one time, it felt weird. So then I didn't do him again, and so I tried to come up with a reason that was like canonical or whatever.
And he lives in the podcast.
And then he lives in the podcast. But it doesn't need, you don't need an explanation. The real thing is like, I just didn't want to have a bunch of Dracula guys around.
I get it.
Okay.
It would be confusing for the,
time out.
And time in.
Time in.
So, can I tell you what I've recently learned about the world of donuts?
Well, I wanted to talk some more about how you were trapped by Dracula and Ongrave during the podcast.
Yeah, where did you live? It would be crazy if we ran into
Quick time out.
Okay, yeah, time out.
So, guys, obviously that was my way of not having to talk about that anymore. So, clearly I wanted to move on from
Trav, can we respect that before we get back into it? Can we respect that and not do... I know comedy rule of threes...
I have so many questions.
This is actually exhausting.
So. Okay, yeah.
Okay. So, all right.
Time in.
Can't promise it.
Would you like to hear what's new
in
the world
that,
of
donuts? I don't want to hear any more about the adventures.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Well, good news, because Krispy Kreme is back and they're teaming up with Dr. Pepper.
Okay, Dr. Pepper is kind of a
for the first time.
Okay.
To kick off football season with all new donuts. I know we have donuts and Dr. Pepper around. I'm thinking football.
I usually don't have those two things remotely near each other.
They're very football. Laces out and then donuts in. That's what I say. Laces out, donuts in.
Count donut? You're a donut expert, obviously.
Oh, thank you, Travis.
I have noticed the speed at which places like Dunkin' and Krispy Kreme are constantly introducing new iterations of donut. That's not necessary, right? Is that a thing that donut fans are constantly looking for the latest and greatest in donut technology?
Well, obviously, our society is built to reward novelty. And in these days of Instagram...
You said that crazy, man.
High-impact visuals and big brands are more impactful than quality, which has led to a gradual downturn in the American fast food.
Is this in the press release? Because if so, that's wild.
Huddle up and hurry up. Krispy Kreme is partnering with Dr. Pepper for the first time ever.
Are you okay, Countdown?
I just don't know who Dr. Pepper is.
No, he's a medical doctor.
It's a drink. He's not a medical doctor. Don't let Travis trick you. You're not...
What does it taste like?
Okay, you're ready? Three, same time. Two, one.
Spices.
Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper and did you say braces?
I said spices.
Okay, hold on. What fucking spices does Dr. Pepper taste like, Trav? Give me one spice.
I would say a little bit of cinnamon in there. Really? Maybe some dried.
It's like mold Pepsi. Imagine that.
Yeah.
I want to tell you the beginning Friday, August 23rd, for a limited time, Krispy Kreme shops around the U.S.
So around the...
lovers and football fans alike can enjoy the Krispy Kreme... There is an X here. Krispy Kreme X Dr. Pepper.
It means it's multiplied by Dr. Pepper.
Which is 23.
So they are teaming exponential. I love it. It's a donut that delivers the refreshing experience of the iconic 23 flavors of Dr. Pepper.
I've never eaten a refreshing donut. I've never eaten a donut and been like,
Yeah. It's challenge. It's a challenge to think of. Dr. Pepper, it's an original glazed donut piped with Dr. Pepper flavored frosting, featuring a burgundy sprinkle blend and topped with a white chocolate Dr. Pepper logo.
That is what I'm going...
Yama, can I say, let me eat all the logos you have, Daddy. I am salivating over here. Pile the logos into my mouth, Cream Man. Slide as many as you can for as many different brands.
I feel like if I ate, this would be the thing I would need to be refreshed from. This is going to make me unfresh, this donut, and then I will need perhaps a cold and crisp Dr. Pepper to get myself out of whatever this donut's going to do to me.
There's a new Buttercream Goals donut, an original glazed donut dipped in green icing topped with colorful sprinkles and a yellow buttercream-flavored goalpost. Okay. Definitely one of the funnest things in football. I think you boys will agree we all love to see that giant fork.
That's not a new donut. We can all agree to that.
That's a new,
new donut.
I also thought you said ghost.
It's goals. And there's the last one. It's not new. cream-filled football donut. It's an unglazed donut filled with white cream and dipped in delicious chocolate icing and decorated as a football.
You liked that, it seems like. Or did that hurt you? I couldn't tell if you liked that or didn't like that.
Two of America's most loved flavors are about to become one amazing game day sensation to make this the sweetest kickoff to football season ever. This Dr. Pepper collection is a must add to your game day lineup. Whoever you're cheering for, says Dave Skinner, the global chief brand officer for Krispy Kreme.
So as I understand it, this Krispy Kreme Dr. Pepper X crossover event is one donut that is entirely Dr. Pepper
and
themed,
a couple football ones.
And then two donuts, one that is piped to kind of look like a football, and one donut where they've piped a goalpost on it.
Yes.
Why not just the one donut, Dr. Pepper donut? You could have just done.
Well, here's the problem with that. Look at this darling goalpost donut. They've made little hundreds and thousands out of the people.
Oh, like they're people.
Like there's people with the hundreds and thousands. That's it's cool. Like they're people with numbers. They've also it's adorable, and I love the crunch. If I were allowed to eat them,
you're not allowed to
the
eat
crunch.
Them because it's only blood.
No, he can't.
Right,
he only eats blood.
In that image,
don't forget.
Well, don't say aloud. Do you have like a Lord Vampire that's like, no, man.
I just don't like. Are you allowed to eat batteries? Like, yes.
When you were kept captive by Dracula and Engrave, would he not let you eat donuts? Was that the problem?
You promise.
You said outside of the jokes, we paused the jokes.
Uh-huh. You
promised. Said you wouldn't.
But it came up naturally.
You said you wouldn't.
But I felt like it came up organically. I wasn't trying to derail. I was trying to engage. I wanted to be interesting by showing interest, Justin.
No, you know what? That's the end of the podcast.
Oh, man.
Sorry. Look, I'm putting my collar down. No more jokes.
Okay.
I had two more jokes written about that.
Oh, can you do one of them?
I guess.
Here it comes. Right now, don't wait. Just shoot it. Don't wait.
I guess.
Shoot it. Don't wait.
What?
Straight from the hip.
Griffin, I have never done a joke under pressure in my entire fucking life. If William Tell was going to shoot an apple off my kid's head if I didn't tell him a joke right then, I hope they know how to duck because I can't do a joke for you. I have characters who do jokes.
Doo-doo.
I'm not the jokes guy. One of my cavalcade.
One of your Jeff Dunham guys, shelves of of the mind's creations.
Where is that? When am I going to get that? the head exploding and like all the characters coming out of the guy's head. I need that. Where is that imagery? Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. There wasn't anything else to that press release. So
what?
If
I've learned anything about this podcast, if we say that we have jokes we're not doing, it becomes the only thing that our audience cares about. This would be the new Gucci tapes, I think, if we really didn't clarify. There's no more jokes today. We are plumb out.
I really want to eat these donuts.
There is something I do want to clarify.
What, Trap?
Next week, September 6th and 7th, we're going to be in Portland, Oregon, doing My Brother, Me, and Adventure Zone, and Rose City Comic Con, so make sure you get your tickets for that. Don't miss out. If you have questions that you want answered or wish to fungalore that you want read out loud, you can email it to mbmbam@maximumfun.org and put the city that you'll be at the show in the subject line. And we're also coming up September 21st and 22nd, we're going to be in Orlando and Atlanta, respectively. And also coming up soon, we're going to be in Denver, Phoenix, Indianapolis, and Milwaukee. So go to bit.ly/McElroyTours for tickets and more information.
Hey, we are running a back-to-school sale, if you can believe it, over at McElroyMerch.com. Now, through the end of September, you can get 20% off fanny packs and backpacks, as well as Taz notebooks. So, I mean, show off and show out at your school and let people know that you listen to a podcast.
If you find yourself with some free time on Tuesday at noon Eastern, or anytime really with the power of streaming, head on over to the McElroy Family Clubhouse at the McElroy Family YouTube channel. It's a live show. This last week's was utterly unhinged, and you never know how wild it will get.
It's both there. Like a show that we do and like a gaming stream that we do.
It's everything.
So
it's everything to us.
It's everything.
Thank you to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. It is my favorite song. And when I think about it, I feel nourished. Can we do the wish to Fungalore?
Yeah, Justin, do you want to read this one?
I wish I would stop saying yabba dabba do.
Do you want to try it again in a Fred Flintstone voice?
I wish I would stop saying yabba dabba do.
I make a whole thing to be in the Fred Flintstone
really
voice.
Good.
And it's.
I wish I would stop saying yabba dabba do. Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy. Fred, you gotta get that hernia checked out.
I'm Griffin
McElroy. Say your name, set us free. It's been my brother, me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
Maximum Fun.
A worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows.
Supported
directly
by you.